Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show. It's crazy, though it is here. You can give me a call at 888-850-1872. That's 888-850-1872. Got a lot of weird things going on today. We know that President Obama has met with the Pope today. I looked through the news to see what the results there were, and I could not find any results. I saw some conflicts going into it. We're going to be talking about that today. I've got a few other things. I check on European, basically, I go to news sources in Europe and around the world, and the reason why is because I find that sometimes foreign countries are reporting things that are vital to Americans. And the United States American news agencies are very deliberately not reporting it. And I've had some things in the past that were actually earth-shaking global news that America should be concerned about that didn't show up till about 10 days after the fact in the American newspaper. So what I try to do is I go to other things to check things out. And so that's what I did. I found some things overseas. But actually, the only thing I found about Mr. Obama's discussions with the Pope was kind of the things that were going into it. We're going to review something that the Pope has recently published. And I think it's something that everybody needs to be concerned about. I'm telling you what, the times, they are a-changing. I'm telling you, it's happening right before our very eyes. It's global, it's in America, and it's in biblical proportions. So we're going to be looking at the news today. Again, our number here is 888-850-1872. I'm going to be looking. Oh, by the way, when I went to a foreign newspaper, I found this commentary. It says that the recession is over in Britain. Then what I did is I saw several other articles that they were publishing that were saying just the opposite thing. But wait, there's more. When I read the article about recession being over in Britain, when they described to me the facts showed that it was just the opposite of what they had on their headline. Then we're actually going to go to that article because they, at the bottom, it explained that the economy is based on confidence. So essentially, what they were trying to do is give you confidence, and hopefully you wouldn't read the facts. So let's, if we give everybody some confidence, as I go into this bad news, maybe they'll ignore the bad news. We're going to go into that today. Of course, you can give us a call at 888-850-1872. I've got a few things for Florida listeners before we get into any of that other stuff. I will be checking that kind of stuff out. Let me just go ahead and go to it, and then I'll get to some of these other stories. I got this from, this is something submitted by Robbie Douglas. He's going to get a lot of credit. Let's just go ahead and read this thing. I just want appreciate the kind of detail he pays attention to getting news items that I think are pretty important for those local folks in our broadcast area. He says that there's a new law signed by Governor Charlie Crist that promoted installation of Florida-friendly landscaping. So I'm just going to go over this real quick. Essentially, when you have a homeowners association that dictates, because it's kind of like you've joined that little country and they're going to dictate what your yard's going to look like, they can do it unless what your yard looks like fits in Florida's statutory plan for water conservation. So if that's what you're doing and you want your yard to look a certain way and your homeowners association isn't really too crazy about it, well, if it fulfills the statutory program and statutory scheme, I guess Florida doesn't want to have a separate government happening that's contrary to the statutes of Florida. So your yard can fit in that scheme. Just keep in mind, love your neighbor as yourself. Part of your love your neighbor as yourself is saving water. And the other part of loving your neighbor as yourself is making sure he doesn't want to come punch you in the nose because some weird thing you've got on your yard. Something to keep in mind. Our number is 888-850-1872. I do want to remind you something I mentioned yesterday. Next Friday in Inverness, there's a Florida Service Public Service Commission hearing, and you'll be able to go there on Friday, July 17th. And what they're talking about is the power company wants to raise the price on your electricity. So I've been trying to get somebody from the Public Service Commission to come talk to us to explain why in one fell swoop. They want to raise all the bills. And then on the other fell swoop, at the same time, they're trying to give people a $7.6 million refund. So it's a little confusing. So they've said that they're going to try to find somebody to give us a talk before that meeting kicks in next Friday. Let's see what they do about that. So again, if you have any questions or comments on that, give me a call at 888-850-1872. Let's go to this comment, Terry, before I get on the Mr. Obama with the Pope issue. This is an article I found in the BBC News, and it says, now listen to this, guys. See, you can't check your brain out at the door. We're here at the Liberty Works Radio Network trying to instill your mindset to basically, this is real critical thinking. The current educational system, public schools, when they talk about critical thinking, they're really not talking about critical thinking. They're talking about Kool-Aid thinking. We want you to get rid of the Kool-Aid and get healthy mindset here and listen to what they're saying, and then you do the simple math. Okay, this is the headline. Worst of the recession is over. The worst of the recession, worst of the recession is over. So that's telling me it can't get worse, all right? It's not going to get worse. That means it's either going, no, it says over, so it means it must be getting better. I mean, that's what this title implies, worst of the recession is over. Look at the other story titles when you go to this webpage and you're reading the article on BBC.com. Right next to it in the other column, it says worst, CBI, which is the somebody's business something institute thing, urges job suspension scheme. Okay, so they got this plan to cut people's jobs. Lloyd's to cut another 2,100 jobs. Economy sees a 2.4% contraction. So all these bad news articles over on the small column to the right contradict worst of the recession is over. Let's see what this article said. The worst of UK. Now, the reason I'm talking about UK, you say, why does this affect me? You guys, UK, we're still in partnership with Great Britain. If you've ever checked the Social Security Administration statutes with regard to the health and welfare and health and human services programs, hey, we got treaties going on, folks. We're in partnership with these guys. We're still in partnership. It's almost we've got our own little parliament and prime minister over here in America, but effectively, we're still in partnership with this UK folks. So what happens over there is really what's kind of happening here, too, at the same time. What's happening in Canada is a little weird, but what's happening in Britain, UK, is very closely linked to what happens here. The worst of UK's recession is over, according to the British Chambers of Commerce business group, but talk of a recovery is premature. Wait, it's over, but we're not going to recover. The report, based on a survey of 5,600 companies, found there had been welcome progress in confidence levels. Now look at this. Welcome progress in confidence levels. And you're going to see in this what they're looking for is kind of polling data. They want people's perspective to be a certain way. And if they can get people, a certain number of people that they ask a certain question to have a bright, happy smile on their face, let's think positive, then it's going to boost the economy because basically we have a fantasy economy. I mean, that's what it's implying to me. But let's just see what this says. But the BCC, that's the British Chambers of Commerce, still expects unemployment to reach 3.2 million by 2010. In other words, employment's still going to get worse. However, official data show that manufacturing output fell. It's almost like this is good news. Fell 0.5% in May. Analysts had forecast a rise of 2%. So how do they say everything's getting better and there's unemployment is going to increase and official data shows that manufacturing fell in May 0.5% in spite of their forecast that it was supposed to rise 0.2%? I mean, the math came out 0.7% different in May. If times that by 10, that'd be 7% over the year, right? The Office for National Statistics said the fall was driven by a 2% decline in the paper, printing, and publishing industries. Well, I will tell you that should be an indicator. If you're not buying paper and all those things are required when business is going well. In fact, if business is going well, you still don't want to buy paper. It's just, you know, industrial production, a wider measure, which includes energy supply, mining and oil and gas, as well as manufacturing, fell. This is a fall, 0.6% against forecasts of a rise of 0.2%. So instead of going up, it went down, folks. But they say the worst is over. The way we know is last month we had a great decrease when we were hoping for an increase. So, truth speak. Economists say the surprise contraction. In other words, watch this. Economists, the subject matter experts, the self-claimed subject matter experts of telling us all the good news, were surprised at the contraction. That implies to me, if I'm applying critical thinking, they don't know what they're talking about. Or they're saying things that aren't true. The bean count's not showing up right. Our number here is 888-850-1872. You're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show. Eventually, we are going to get to issues of the day, and I'm going to put it back to my favorite references, Constitution, the Bible, right versus wrong, those kind of things. Economists say surprise contraction now makes it less likely that the economy returned to growth in the second quarter. Hello? But they said the worst is over. I've got a chart. You can't see this chart on the radio, but this chart is screamingly scary. There are a negative set of figures and suggest strongly that the gross something product continued to contract over the second quarter. They're also a reminder that the lasting recovery can't be taken for granted for later in the year. Okay, so the reason I'm doing this, reading this over the Eagle 104.3 FM, I'm going to scroll back up to the title of this article. Worst of the recession is over. Good news, folks. Think positively. The worst of the recession is over. And then when they get to the facts are effectively, that's all bad news. They're acting as if it's good news. It's kind of interesting. They're also a reminder, folks, that the lasting recovery can't be taken for granted for later in the year. That's just, okay. The BCC said, that's the British Chamber of Commerce, although the survey had found that manufacturing seen greater improvement than services, the sector will still remain in a worse condition overall. Again, bad news. It's really bad. It also warned that the increase in confidence was fragile. Okay, another warning. It's really bad. But the title is, hey, the worst is behind us, folks. Last week, there's another planning statistics agency that revised its gross product data for the UK, saying the economy will shrink. Oh, no, it says it shrank in the past 2.4% in the first quarter of 2009, compared with its earlier estimate of a contraction of merely 1.9%. Contraction. I think contraction is supposed to be a backing off of growth, but this is actually shrinking. That's depressing, isn't it? I'm not supposed to say the depressed word around the term recession, I guess. I'm supposed to avoid those terms. It added that without continued focus on limiting the impact of recession, there is still a risk that the economy could drop off suddenly and the UK could be heading towards a W-shaped recession. I think if you look up W for Wikipedia and look up the D word that sounds like recession, you'll see that it's very W-shaped. It is absolutely vital that the improvement in business confidence is nurtured. Now, this is where these guys are going here. Said David Frost, isn't he the TV guy? British Chambers of Commerce, a marked upturn in confidence. Our economy is based on confidence. It's not based on substance, I guess. Is that what that means? And wealth-creating businesses need to know that they will be given the freedom of flexibility to drive us out of the recession and into the sustainable recovery. Okay, we're going to be taking a break, but this is just, again, one of the things I want to point out here is that we're being told, hey, good news, folks, everything's coming up roses. So don't worry. Get out there and spend your money. Especially, you're going to have to get out there and borrow some money. And in spite of the fact that this chart that's in front of us is dangerously scary. It's in fact, we're in so far in the red on this chart that they published in the midst of their upbeat title. It's scary. It's insanely heading downward really fast with no indication of a return. But hey, we're going to come back on the Eagle 104.3 FM. Remember our number, 888-850-1872. Give us a call.